morning, everybody. First of all, I'd like to say how I admire the people who organize this. It's a wonderful idea that a person should start his day with a bit of Torah, and it goes to a lot of trouble to organize such a rotation of people to come and speak here. You should have a lot of hatzlacha. In this week's Sedra, we have a mitzvah that only appears in the book of Devarim, doesn't appear any other of the books of the Chumash. And the Pasuk says in Yud Gimel, after it talks about the Nabi, who you should listen, shouldn't listen to a Nabi, a false prophet, it says, Ahare Hashem Elokeichem Telaihu, you should go up to Hashem, Oto Tirahu, you should fear him, but Nisboitah Shishmoru, you should keep his mitzvahs, because of Ishmael, you listen to him, the Otota Avodu, you should serve him, who bought his vacuum, and you should attach yourself to him. This mitzvah appears again twice in the previous Sedra in Akev, in similar circumstances, slight variation in the wording. Instead of bought his vacuum, you saw bought his back three times. Strange, there's no other place in the Chumash this wording of attachment to Hashem appears. If we look at the Gemara and try to understand what is this mitzvah, the Gemara tells us in Ketubos in Kuf Yud Aleph, the Gemara asks the question of it, can a person come close and be attached to the Shekhinah? Obviously not. The Gemara answers and says, no, what are we talking about? A person who gives his daughter in marriage to a Talmid Chacham, and a person who does business on behalf of a Talmid Chacham. Like Rashi explains, he takes the goods of a Talmid Chacham. He says, no, you stay in the Beis HaMikdash while I'm doing business in the marketplace, I'll take your Sechoir and sell it for you. And a person who benefits Talmid Chachamim from his wealth, the Torah considers it as if it's attached to the Eishah. The Rav Dessler, he goes into detail. He says, what connection is there that if I marry my daughter to a Talmid Chacham that I'm attached to Hashem? And he goes into details of all the different things that the Gemara says. And he goes on to explain that really what it's featuring here is a personal love for Hashem to such an extent that it just goes with all bounds of reason. And he gives an example of this, that he's marrying his daughter to a Talmid Chacham, knowing that Talmid Chachamim normally are not wealthy people, and his daughter might live a life of perhaps poverty, and still he wishes to marry his daughter to a Talmid Chacham in order to enable the Torah to be continued. In other words, what are we showing here by doing an act like that, says Rav Dessler? Love of Torah. That's how he explains it. In fact, he gives an example of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He married his daughter, who was a young lady, to the Chassam Sofer when he was an elderly man, second marriage. And he says, normally what sense does it make to marry a young lady to an elderly person? He saw that the Talmid Chacham needs a partner, needs somebody to look after him, in order that he should continue to be able to learn. And the prime consideration he gave was that. And that he felt his daughter was fulfilling the function. That is what is love of Torah. So the way that Dessler explains it is that the love of Torah and coming attached to Talmid Chachamim is really attachment to God. That's the way Gemara says. If we look at Midrashim, Baraitas in Sifri, they also say very similar. The Sifri says as follows: the Hiyachesha lo la'adam la'alot b'marom ulidabek bo. Can a person go up to heaven and attach himself to God? V'halo kiva ne'emar ki Hashem Elokecha eshoit lahu, is like fire. And he answers, and he says, Ella hidatek b'hachomim, attach yourself to Talmid Chachomim, u'batalmidim,
Umale ani alecha keilu nidvata bo. And I would consider it if you're attached to Hashem Yisbarach.
And again, in another message, in Soita, the Gemara in Soita looks at it in a slightly different way. The Gemara in Soita says, "Ubot is bakul." You should attach yourself to God. Says the Gemara in Soita, "Daf Yudalet." That says, "Hidabek bidrachav." Rashi brings it in the Chumash. Attach yourself, emulate God's ways. God does bikur choylim, you should do bikur choylim. God is compassionate, you should be compassionate. So on and so forth. And that is being attached to God. That's the Gemara. The only one who describes it in a slightly different way is actually the Zohar. The Zohar, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, says, no. But Avakta Hashem means literally as the word means. You'll be attached to Hashem. And I'll explain that a bit later. We go to the Rishonim. The Rishonim are two schools of thought among the Rishonim. How to explain this? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, he writes, Mitzvah Vav, Yisrael, he says as follows, Atzivui shenitzavinu leitarev ben hachomim, we've been commanded that we should be mixing with hachomim. Bechol derech midarkei hashtadfut, in any possible way that you can associate yourself with talmidei hachomim. Bemachal, eat with them, drink with them, make a chumemka, do business with them. Kedesh shenagia bekad lehidamod lemaaseinu. What's the purpose? Not like Rav Dechter says, which is a love of Torah. The Rambam looks at it in a different way. He says, by associating yourself with talmidei chachomim, you're going to see their way of life. So you're going to learn their midos. You're going to learn how to be a good Jew. You will know what to believe. They'll put you right. Goes on a little bit longer, but you find other Rishonim. The Rabbi Yitzchak of Korba, Torveil, who wrote the Samach, he also, he writes, Lehidabek Vashem, Mitzvah Zayin, Hizal, Lehidabek Vashem, Bittiv, Ubot Izbakim, Upirshu, Lehidabek, Betamir Hachomim. And so on and so forth, we find the Hinnuk says the same. The Sefer Yireim, Rabbi Yitzchak of Mitz, Talmud of Rabbi Mutam, he writes as follows, in Mitzvah Tach Zayin, he writes, Sivah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehidabek Adam B'drakav, we should be attached to his ways, emulating God in chesed. Et Hashem lokech hatira, oto tavot, ubo tizbak, bushmo tishaver, tir, ubo tizbaku, uktir, udob kabo, and then he goes on and he says, v'chi efsha la'adam lidabe bashchina, and he goes on to explain, it means to be attached to Talmidei Chachomim. So he seems to take both what the Gemara says in Soita and what the Gemara says in Ketubah, and the two of them together as in the same mitzvah. In fact, it's interesting that he actually enumerates two mitzvahs the same. The mitzvah Tavzayin and then Tachet, he repeats it again, and he explains, and he says, why does the Torah repeat it so many times? And he adds the words, and he says, I'll read you what he says at the end of his words. The afal pi shekol mitzvah, mitzvah nehemar, aseh bimkoyma, every mitzvah there is an aseh where it's written. Hasif lecha hakatuv aseh, achel lekan. The Torah adds another mitzvah to aseh to give you soccer. That's the way that the Ezer of Mimit explains why the repetition of this mitzvah. And he doesn't divide it into two separate mitzvahs. Other Rishonim do break it up into two mitzvahs. Now, on the other hand, you have other Rishonim who adopt a totally different attitude. The Ramban, Nachmanides. And he says, first of all, and on Sefer HaMitzvos, he's massive on the Ramban. And he says, the mitzvah, it's not attachment to Talmidei Chachomim. Obviously, according to him, the Gemara in Ketubos is only a smach to be alma, it's only drush. And he says, because the Torah says, ubishmo tishaver, he says, the mitzvah is, and he quotes the Gemara in Tzemura,
that it's a mitzvah aseh to make a shvua to do a mitzvah. Person is not sure if it's do a mitzvah or not, he makes a shvua in order to force himself to do a mitzvah. Says Rambam, that's a mitzvah aseh. But then he goes on and he asks the following, not in Sefer HaMitzvah, but in the Chumash. And he says, V'yitachen, shetichlol hadveika lo'imar shetihye zocher Hashem ve'havato tomim. He says, possibility of what this really means, the spirit of this mitzvah is. And that is, that a person should continuously remember Hashem in his mind. And ahavato, to the love of Hashem. Lo tipared mashavtecha mimenu. Don't stop thinking of the age, that whatever you're doing in life, whether you are on your journey, traveling, you're going to bed, you're getting up, you're eating, whatever you're doing, don't remove the focus. The focus is we're attached to the age. You are talking to people, you're having a conversation with somebody, it says. But your mind is not with them, your mind is with the Eibishter. Aval hu livnei Hashem. He never breaks the focus. His mind is connected to Hashem. His understanding, the vehicles, is in the mind. The mind and the emotions, because he talked about Ahava, the mind and the emotions are attached to Hashem. Ve'itachem, be'anshei hamala, it is possible that tzaddikim of great stature, asher lahem ma'alat ha'devekut, who've got this middle of the vehicles, shetiyeh nafsham gam b'chayehem tzurura b'tzor ha'im, that as they're alive, they are totally attached to Hashem. Normally the expression yeh nishmato tzurura b'tzor ha'im, we talk to person after 120 years, says the Ramban, this is possible while you're alive, you're still totally attached to Hashem. Ki hem be'atzmam, how? Hem be'atzmam ma'on l'shechinah. They are a dwelling place to Shechinah. Wherever they go, the Shechinah is dwelling on them. Ka'asher ramaz ba'al sefer kuzar. That's the Ramban. And with him goes Rabbeinu Bechaye, who says, U'botidba shelo tafrid machshavta mimenu. And the Rekanti, and many other Rishonim, the Behag, holds that opinion. The Ibn Ezra says, Balev. Who bought it back says Balev. Meaning emotional attachment to Hashem. Now, the Ibn Ezra uses a word, who bought it back, Balev, and he says he uses the word Basot. What does it mean in the end? So the Abarbanel comes along and he says, what the Ibn Ezra meant is, you can't be attached to Hashem in your lifetime. In other words, he's not taking it like Ramban, like the Kanti, like Rabbeinu B'chaye, like the Chovat HaLevavot also. No, he says, during your lifetime you're working in order to achieve what brought it back after 120 years you're the Shomer. That's how the Abarbanel understands it. However, many other Mefarshim don't understand the Ibn Ezra like that. And they say, no, you should be attached, when you're doing a mitzvah, you're attached to Hashem, from beginning to end. Because he uses the language, some in the three psukim, even in different psukim, he uses a different language, Berosh Basof. So it puts a different way of understanding the Ibn Ezra. So that's the Rishonim. We have two different schools of views among the Rishonim. That one say the mitzvah is literally you are attached to Hashem, you become a dwelling place for Hashem, your mind and your emotions are attached to Hashem. And the other one means no, you are attached to Torah and the Chachomim, and that way we're attached to Hashem. The Medrash asks, the Gemara actually in Sanhedrin asks, how can a person be attached to Hashem and what does it really mean? And the Gemara gives there a machloket amorari, and it says as follows. The Gemara is in Hedrin Daksamich Dalet, says as follows. There the Gemara wants to make a distinction between when the Yidden were attached to Baal Peor, because the Torah uses the word, and it's modim le Baal Peor, and they are tem hadevakim b'Hashem lokeichem. You Yidden, you are attached to Hashem.
What's the difference between the text, the language of Nishnadim, Samit, and the word the Vedas?
And the Gemara and the Amoraim have a machlokes. And I read what the Gemara says.
Nishmadim the Baal Peor, Ketsamit Potil.
Samit Potil, we know, is written by Pasas Hukas, by the Tumas Oihel. If there is an earthenware keli, can only receive tumor from within. And if it's in an oil and the keli is open, it can receive tumor. But if it's closed, it cannot receive tumor. So what's the meaning of the word tamid patil? The Malbim says tamid and patil, the both means words of being attachments. But the Malbim explains it best, and he says patil can often mean like a rope, a string. He says it's so well, the lid is so well put on the keli that it's tied up. And in other words, according to this opinion, the attachment to Baal Peor was so strong, you can't separate it. And Rashi says there, Chibu Dobuk Hazak. Then the Gemara goes on, V'atema Devekim Bashem Elokeichem, so how is that attachment? And the Gemara says, Kishtei Temoros. You have a bowl of dates. So they get a bit sticky, they attach to each other. But that's not a good attachment. You can separate them. You can see that they're separated. And there, Rashi says, Chibuk Dibuk Kal. It's not so closely attached. So this Amoira here is telling you, when the Torah says, Hashem Devekim Hashem, you can't be totally attached to Hashem. It's only a light attachment. Bematnit, now, comes the other opinion. Bematnit Atana, Hanitmadim Lebal Peoyer, Kitsamit Al Yideisha. Samid means a bracelet. Now a bracelet is loose. It moves about. So says Nitzmoyim, when the Yidden were attached to Baal Peor, they were not totally attached. It was a very loose attachment. However, the Bukim Mamash. And Rashi says there, Dibuk Mashveh Yofet, very strong Dibuk. Total attachment. What I want to suggest is perhaps that the different shittas of the Rishonim could be based on this. Those Rishonim will tell you, no, you can't be attached to Hashem as we, and they say, no, it's only linked to Torah and to Talmid Chacham. Whereas you have the school of thought like the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Bechayin, the Rikanti, and they tell you, no, it means properly, totally, and absolutely attached to Hashem while you're alive. They go another, the letter Shrab and Shir Shirim explains in a slightly different way. And there, Amar Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Yochanan, Maitela min Hadakarya. Rabbi Yochanan tries to explain how you can be attached to Hashem from a different bottom. He says in Shir Shirim, Le Havat Hashem Elokecha Udovka, sorry, in the, it says in the Torah, Le Havat Hashem Elokecha Udovka, love Hashem to be attached to him. Ezel Dibuk, what is attachment? It's an embracement. When you love somebody, you embrace them. That sort of attachment, a close attachment, seems to be like a second opinion in the Gemara, which is the Bukim Mamash. That's the sort of the vehicles that the Gemara suggests we can achieve. Now if we look at later opinions amongst the Achroinim, and we find that there is a machlokes between the Nefesh HaChaim, Talmidim of the Gaon of Vilna, and the way the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov apply this mitzvah, and how they relate to this mitzvah. The Nefesh HaChaim says, what is the real Dveikus? Learning. You learn, you're attached to Hashem. The Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov took it more like the opinion that says that it's literal, and they understood the Vekus, meaning you don't remove your mind from thinking of the Eishter, and when you daven, you are totally immersed in Hashem to the extent that you forget the world around you. And the difference is quite significant and fundamental. The Nefesh HaChaim says, what is more important, being attached to Hashem or learning? And the Nefesh HaChaim says, learning is the prime target and objective in life of a Jew.
Whereas you find that the Balatani and other families of the Baal Shem Tov, no. Balatani and the Shulchan Aruch Harav write that the mitzvah of the Veikus is more important than the mitzvah of learning Torah. And they see it like this. The Nefesh HaChaim sees the Veikus, attachment to God, as an aid to learning Torah and remembering what you learned. Whereas the Talmid of the Baal Shem Tov saw it, no. Learning is only enough to enable you to be attached. What's the prime objective? It's being attached to Hashem. As a result of this, you find very fundamental differences in the ways and approach to Jewish life. Talmid and Baal Shem Tov at the time spent hours davening Shabbos. The Nefesh HaChaim wrote against that, that was wrong, that one needs to sit and learn more than davening. Why? They believe that the whole prime target of everything is being attached to Hashem. So davening is closeness to Hashem, being attached to Hashem. And he, Nefesh HaChaim, sees it in a totally different way. No, Torah is the prime objective of everything. This expresses itself also in many other areas. This difference is a fundamental difference. The Nefesh HaChaim writes that when you daven, how can you focus yourself on davening? And he tells you to look at the letters. You should, it's well known concept of the Nefesh HaChaim. He says, focus, read from a siddur, and focus your eyes on the letters. But he doesn't explain why, he just tells you it helps concentration. The Baal Shem Tov writes, totally the same, but he explains it in a totally different way. And he writes as follows. This is based on mystical concepts the Ari HaKadosh brings. The letters, and not just letters, after all it's God's words, and the letters are, they call it Hadorim, chambers full of divine light in them. The way he expresses this is that letters contain in them oilamites, not nefashoyes, and elakus. This is the Ari HaKadosh explains that the letters are more than meets the eye. When a person sees letters, focuses his mind on the letters, somehow the letters have an effect on you, a kedusha that he gives you back to you. So Mimela, when you're davening, both the Nefesh HaChaim and the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov tell you to focus on letters. Let the letters be prime thing when you're davening. They're going to give you some oil, some divine light, a kedusha back to you. Except that the Baal Shem Tov says, this is the Veikus. What is the Veikus, he says? Being focused in one's mind on letters. Now if you think that this is a novel idea, it's not a new idea, the Rishonim already talked about it. We find that the Talmid Chaver of the Ramban on the Chumash, when he elaborates on the Ramban, says that the Veikus means literal, that he can be totally attached to Hashem. He writes that he Yitzhak de Min Akor, the Talmid Chaver of the Ramban, and he writes that the mitzvah of the Veikus is to focus in your, close your eyes and think of Yud Kei Vav Kei, those letters. And that makes you totally attached to Hashem. Again, it's the same idea of being focused into letters and through letters being attached to Hashem. Another idea that is brought in one of the well-known Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, the Toldot Yaakov Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef of Polnoy, and he writes, not the simplest way of being attached to Hashem is Emunah. Emunah equals the vacancy, he writes. When a person has total belief in Hashem, that is being totally attached. Makes sense compared with what Ramban said. It's an emotional attachment. It's a mental attachment. Now, it can actually more than mental and more than emotional. It can be a real attachment. That's what the Ramban also writes, that the Shekhinah dwells on a person when he is totally attached to Hashem's work.
amongst Hasidic folklore, they abound in stories of how their rebbes practices mitzvah the vapors. And we find stories about the Noam Elimelech, that when he doubled and he felt this attachment to Hashem, he would lose total control of himself. He passed out, faint. Once his Talmidim saw him in a state, they thought his letters is gone. They touch him, doesn't move. Didn't know what to do. And he went on for a long time, so they were concerned. So they went to the next town, Peshavosk. And they went to the Moshe Peshavosk. And they said, "There's a problem. We can't wake him up. He started dying, he's fainted. So they said, "You know what? Take somebody who is in Chal Shabbos and let him touch the Noam Elimelech." And they did that, and he woke up straight away. The tumor that there was couldn't sustain the kedusha that he had. And like that, you find loads of stories. Now, if you think that these stories are the premise of Hasidim, it's not correct. You find them in the Gemara also. How many Tanoim were in that state of mind? The Gemara gives in Yerushalmi in Brachos that Rabbi Hanina ben Doisa was davening, was in such a state of devotion, he was bitten by a snake, a barbar, and he didn't feel the pain, didn't feel anything. Afterwards they looked, they saw the snake was dead and it didn't affect him. That's the attachment to God to such an extent that it totally, like, you're not in your body anymore. I'll just end with one little word from the Rishina. Rishina says as follows: how can a simple Jew achieve these levels? These are levels for great tzaddikim. He says, no, every Jew can do it. The Atem HaDevikim, Hashem HaLokechem, the whole Klal Yisrael. And he explains the pasuk as follows. This is a dre, the way he looked, but he's trying to give us a message. It's not pshat of the pasuk, he says. Tarsehu v'darsehu. Twist the pasuk around and then explain it. And he says, Ve'atem ha-divakim v'ashem elokechem hayim kulechem hayom. Reverse the words and say, Ve'atem ha-divakim v'ashem ha-divakim kulechem hayom v'ashem hayim. He says, how can you all be attached to Hashem? If you have the emunah, if you believe that Hashem is the source of all life, that nothing can happen, nothing can move, no one can harm you, no one can take away your parnasa, no one can do any harm at all, you should have no fear at all. Total bitachon is if you realize Hayim, Bashem Hayim, that the source of life is Hashem Yisbarach. And don't think this is a Hasidic concept. You find in Meshech Chochma has a long, long chapter on this, on the parshas of Ekev and the Meshech Chochma says, he doesn't use the word Amunah, he uses the word Bitochon, and he says, the Vekus equals Bitochon, Bitochon and Amunah are one and the same, no difference, and there also he writes the same concept. It's in the domain of every simple Jew to be able to be totally attached to Hashem, emotionally, mentally, and physically, through Bitochon, through Amunah, that Hashem is the source of everything. Everything you see around you has a divine spark in it that keeps it in existence. Everything that moves, it's Hashem that gives it the koyach. And if Hashem doesn't want it to harm you, it won't harm you. And if Hashem wants it, then it's God's will. And therefore, that is a simple way that every single person can, in that moment, be attached to Hashem's God. Yeah.